Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. From the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Bob, Kelly, and Dima. Got a great show for you today. Tracy Lampley's about to join us. He played for Blake Anderson. He'll have a good insight on what the players may be in store for. Gerardo Hinton later in the show as well. Colorful figure from Southern Miss basketball history. An odd day. Dima's dressed up. That's not unusual. But Kelly's dressed like a grown-up today, Dima. Have you noticed that? You couldn't help but notice, could you?
I couldn't believe it. I walked in and looked at him and honestly was getting some heart flutters in my heart.
Oh, yeah. So.
Kind of. I am changing dry cleaners, though, because this stuff keeps shrinking on me.
And it's a shame.
It has to be the dry cleaning.
So were you like at a funeral today? What a confessional. Why are you dressed like a grown-up?
No, you guys know that I do have a real job and that I sometimes see distinguished people. And therefore, you guys, not so distinguished. So I can get away with it. But people
we
who
don't
count.
We don't have to take that, do we, Dima?
People who count, I dress up for.
People who count.
Yes.
People who count. All right. Well, Tracy Lampley's probably never seen you dressed up either. He's the offensive coordinator at Ocean Springs High School and a former really great wide receiver for the Golden Eagles that played for Blake Anderson. And, Tracy, we are glad to have you back on the show. In fact, Kelly dressed up for the occasion, Tracy, so you must be one of those important people.
I guess so. Special guest.
All right. You played for the new football coach, and, man, you had quite a career. You played in three bowl games, the New Orleans Bowl, the Beef O'Brady Bowl, the Hawaii Bowl. Tell us about Blake Anderson and what your reaction was, Tracy, when you heard he had been named head coach here.
Well, he was a player's coach, and he can give you everything he got, and he done had success when he was at Southern Miss as a previous offensive coordinator during my time there. And everybody know we won 12 ball games and won the conference. And then he went on, went to North Carolina with Fedora after he didn't get the job then. And then he became the head coach of Arkansas State and had success there and won the conference there, in the Sun Belt.
Right.
So we got a coach, an experienced coach that knows what he's doing in the Sun Belt, knows what he's doing when he's ready to build a team and know what he's looking for. And he already familiar with Southern Miss, He had success there. And he just had success again this recently, past season. So he's going to bring in a good staff, I'm sure. And we just hope we can build off what we just did this previous season and get back to playing respectable football.
How important will that be that he was already coaching these guys and will remain their head coach in the modern era of college football? How important is that?
Yeah, that's very, very important, man, especially like you just said, in today's time with so much movement parts with the transfer portal and once a coach leaves, those players have, a 30-day window or something like that or a 10-day window at the end of the transfer portal, whatever the rule may be. But then you hire somebody already on staff that's showing stability and then he knows the guy that they already was going after in the recruitment process, so that can show them stability. So now him and his staff can go out and see, recruit those guys to Southern Miss, and we kind of can stay afloat with keeping guys on board that was already on the fence about coming. So now they can come since they see stability with Coach Anderson being at the helm.
Tracy, obviously college athletics just changed so much since you've played. I know that Blake Anderson meant a lot to you, but, I guess can you just talk to us about, his relationship with the players, but also through that, you know, fast forward 10, 15 years later, how much that is still the case, even with all the transferring and NIL and all that, those things.
Well, you really got to be a people person in today's time, man. You got to really get to know someone, right, build those relationships in today's time. And like I say, Coach Anderson, man, he good with that. He can build a relationship because he's going to be upfront with you. What you see is what you get. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. Even when he recruited me, when I you know, came to Southern Miss, and he told me in a private meeting when I came on my visit, if you show us you can handle what we put on your plate, you can play as a true freshman. And so all I had to do was come in and show them that I can handle what they put on my plate, and I played as a true freshman. So he's going to keep his word. He's going to give you an opportunity to play. So it's up to you to come in and handle your business and take advantage of the opportunity. But like I say, the players are going to love him. As you can see in the video, when they named him the head coach, how the players reacted. So that itself spoke volume.
Now, when he becomes the head coach, and Lamp, you've been coaching long enough now, how does the personality – or responsibilities of a head coach change from that of an OC or a DC?
Oh man, it changed like overnight. You know, you over the whole team now. As an OC, you just responsible for the offense. You know what I mean? And as a DC, you responsible for the defense. So now, as a head coach, you responsible for everybody. You know, the offense, the defense, and the special team. So you got to make sure you bring in guys that you can trust and that can get the job done, and everybody got to be pushing the same mission, the same goals. Everybody got to be speaking the same language, and I'm sure whoever we bring in on his staff, they all going to speak the same language, and it's going to get the job done.
Now, Lamp, Gerardo Hinton, who's going to be on this show a little bit later on, told me to tell you that his little, in quotes, little cousin plays for you at Ocean Springs. He's 6 feet two, 345 pounds. His little cousin.
Keegan
Lyman.
Play defensive lineman for.
Yeah, I would think with those type of measurements, defensive line would probably be, you know, a pretty good spot for him there. So Gerardo just said, you know, make sure that that you knew that. But but going forward now with Blake Anderson, you talked about the familiarity. What type of team? Or let's just say that you're in his shoes and you've got this punch list now of two or three things that you've got to get taken care of first and foremost, besides the obvious of naming a staff. Then what?
Mm-hmm. Then you got to make sure you go out and put a good showing on for Tuesday during the bowl game. You win that bowl game, you go into the offseason with some confidence. You go into the offseason with 8-5, and so now you can build on that. So now you put the staff together, then you and your staff hit the ground running to finish up recruiting one last time before the February signing day period comes. But then you try to lock up at least about 18 more recruits to get on board. Then after that, you build your identity in the offseason with your team. Going forward, what you want to hang your hat on as an offense, as a defense, and then what you want to do in special team. And then all those different attitudes just got to come together in jail. And then anything is possible once that happens.
Tracy, I think all of us here believe that Coach Anderson is the right coach for the right time at Southern Miss, and you seem to concur there. You seem to think he was the right pick.
Yes, I absolutely agree, man. Like you said, you got a coach that's seasoned. You know what I mean? He's seasoned. He done been a head coach, and he know what those responsibilities take. And like I said before, he already had success at Southern Miss, and he won the job 12 years ago. And now it's just like the perfect time. You know, when you want something, it might not be for you right then. But when God opened that door, no man or woman can shut that door. And you got to, Coach Anderson, take full advantage of that, like you said in this press conference. We don't take this opportunity lightly.
In the Lamp, we also got a text message from your old principal at Wayne County High School, Big Al Smith.
Oh, Big Al.
Yeah. So Big Al says to say hello, too. But to the younger fan base, to recent alumni who say, oh, gosh, another Southern Miss retread, how would you sell Blake Anderson to these kids?
You just gotta buy in, you got to support, and you got to just sit back and do your research on Coach Anderson. He is a proven winner, and you just need to get on board, be supportive, and let's pack the rock out, and let's be supportive of that. And like I tell them, when the rock is packed, those players play harder. And I can attest to that because I have been on that field. And when I came out and seen the Rock Pack, that made me want to play even much harder and give these fans something to cheer for.
All right, Tracy, and this is the truth. I accidentally called Gerardo at the start of the show when I meant to call you. And he said that it was not fair that you came on first because he was much faster than you in your playing days. Is there any truth to that at all?
I don't know about that, but it might be faster than me right now at this moment.
Hey, Tracy, thanks for coming on, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we really appreciate your insight about the new football coach here.
Likewise. Happy holidays to you guys and Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Tracy Lampley, who's now the offensive coordinator at Ocean Springs, played in 3 bowl games, Hawaii Bowl, Beef O'Brady Bowl, New Orleans Bowl, and was quite a football player here.
Well, that Hawaii Bowl to this day kind of is
still
infamous.
Controversy. Yeah. I saw Patrick McGee tweet something on Twitter saying, like, it was like a quote tweet of this, the statement of, like, when did you realize society had taken a turn, and it was like the press release, Southern Miss accepts invitation to the Hawaii Bowl.
Is that right? All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air as we head to break. Forest Health reminds you to keep up with your favorite team, but don't forget about the most important player. That's you. Get your annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. Opening segment sponsored by our good buddies at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place. Still time. Cater your holiday meal from Dickey's. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, thanks to Tracy Lampley jumping on board with us there to talk about Blake Anderson. Eagle Tire West invites you to see them for Goodyear products, full service and auto truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985 and big Golden Eagle supporters. Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service. Hey, don't forget Friday we'll be at Corner Market, Midtown, 1 to 3 o'clock. Special show, Homes of Hope, food drive and donation drive. And how could – Kelly was in my office. When we got the donation from Keith and Melissa Socher. And, boy, they got it off to a great start. And we certainly thank them for a most generous donation to Homes of Hope. What we're asking you to do is bring canned food by the store for the 2 hours that we're there. If you're in town shopping, pick up some canned food, bring it by. If you'd like to donate a gift card, that'll all go to the kids out at Homes of Hope. And we really hope that you're going to come join us. We're going to have a great lineup, including, and I don't know how we're going to, I don't know how to intro him, our former co-host. Now, Kelly, is it Hall of Famer? Is it Dr. Luke Johnson, or is it Hall of Famer Dr. Luke Johnson on the Eagle Hour?
It's all of the above, Bob. All of the above.
I guess his people will send me an intro to give.
Is but a postscript correct? On those gift cards, if it's a Bluebell ice cream gift card, the kids probably aren't going to get it. Okay, I'm just telling you straight up.
Well, they definitely won't be getting Jenny's. That's for
well, we've sure. already we've already talked to the management there. They're not going to let him near the Jenny's deal any longer.
Right. No, that was bad.
No, that was bad. All right,
not to mention he just told me I'm sheltered. So
yes, some of the conversations that take place here during the breaks we should put on the air.
I don't think we should.
They're quite hilarious some days.
He needs to take a couple.
Demons, just so you know,
there's a couple that we will say are the mics off before we make comments.
And you know that Dima has been officially adopted into the Eagle Hour family when Kelly's giving him parental advice during the breaks.
Hey, you know, he hasn't lived a lot of life yet, and so who doesn't need to know what a bad batch of drugs looks like?
I've known you long enough to know what you think about this young man.
Yes.
Or you wouldn't be giving him that advice.
That's right.
We think an awful lot of Nemo. Well, all right, enough of being nice.
Yeah,
I don't like being nice during the holidays.
Well, Scott Watkins, a friend from the Sun-Herald, reported Southern Miss's contract with Blake Anderson. They're going to pay him $850,000 per year for 4 years with a fifth-year option, as was Charles Huff's contract, but his was $950,000 a year. So they're going to take that extra $100,000 and distribute it to the assistant salaries. $2.45 million to those assistant salary pools, $1.8 million embarked for the 10 full-time assistants. For clarity, he was making $300,000 as the offensive coordinator, so he gets a nice pay raise. Interesting buyout difference, though. This is a little bit different. It talked about how Huff, remember from Charles Huff's buyout, it was very favorable towards him. $2 million buyout at 2.5 months. There's no such line there for Anderson. His one-year buyout is a $500,000 higher than Huff's was. So $1.5 million if he were to leave after one season. All of his incentives are also lower than Huff's. Conference championship win was a $50,000 bonus for Huff. It's now $30,000 for Blake Anderson, $50,000 for a bowl game for Huff, $30,000 for Anderson. A first-round playoff appearance would be $150,000 for Huff, $100,000 for Blake Anderson, 7-plus wins, $30,000 to $20,000. So you can see where Blake Anderson was wanting to distribute the money, and that was into collective funds and salaries to his assistant coaches.
Isn't that a really good sign?
I think it is.
I mean, really positive?
Considering that Charles Huff was here 1 year, those numbers to me look like a person who's
not leaving after 1 year.
It doesn't want to leave after 1 year. Wants to.
That's refreshing.
I still get a little unnerved these days with 4 year deals because it's just not necessary. 2 years I'll buy, but 4 years.
Yeah, but especially with the landscape of college football now, I think you're going to start seeing some more. Because, like, Lane Kiffin, what did he get? He got an 8-year contract at LSU or something like that. He's not staying there for 8 years.
He got a 10-year contract at Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
And left after 2 years.
Yeah, well, Brian Kelly had a 10-year deal at LSU, and you see how that worked out. So, those contracts tend to favor those coaches anyway.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked much about the bowl game, but they play Western Kentucky. You guys will be handling that next week when I'm out. What do you know at all, Dima? Is this a big, big challenge for the Golden Eagles?
Yeah, Western Kentucky is going to pose a significant challenge to Southern Miss. Of course, they were in a very similar position that Southern Miss was in. They were in the pseudo-championship game on their home at Jacksonville State. The winner goes to the Conference USA championship game, which they ultimately lost. Close game, and Jacksonville State got to go to the Conference USA championship game, which, by the way, beat Troy last night in the Mobile, Montgomery, whichever one of those bowls.
Montgomery,
was.
Yeah.
So
a paradise.
I'm so glad. Just thank you, Lord. I don't ask for many things in life, but thank you, Jesus.
Not have to go to Montgomery.
Yes, because we already have to go there once a year, and that's about enough.
For several days.
Yes.
For several
days. But anyways, Western Kentucky is going to propose a significant challenge. They got a good quarterback, good offensive scheme. Of course, we saw what Southern Miss's defense did the last 3 months, so that's going to be interesting to see. You got all of these coaches, now juggling a job at Memphis, especially on the defensive staff and at Southern Miss, because all the coaches are coaching for this bowl game. So you have a lot of moving parts. So I think it's going to be a significant challenge, but it is kind of weird. It's been like almost a month since they've played, and then they have just like a game next week. It's kind of I just always think bowl games are just kind of weird in that sense, but yeah.
So let me throw this out to both of you guys, and we'll start with you, Kelly. In light of everything that's happened, how important is the outcome of that bowl game to the big picture of football here?
You're talking about as far as Southern Miss goes?
Yeah.
Well, Tracy Lampley talked about momentum, and certainly if you were to continue to build upon that momentum, the problem is the momentum that you would have gained from a win disappears a week later because 30 of those players
are gone.
So it was one step forward and almost two steps back, because then you have to replenish those cupboards. It's to me, the Western Kentucky matchup is interesting, and that Tyson Helton, who's been the coach at Western Kentucky back when Southern Miss was in crap for Conference USA.
You don't want to say that because Conference USA is beating Sunbelt teams.
Well, so, including last night.
Yes.
That's, but in this...
The West champion, I might add.
In this transition of all these different coach openings that you've been, when you look at a win-loss record and the consistency that Coach Helton has had at Western Kentucky, but yet... His name, it might get mentioned here or there on a list, but he doesn't ever seem to get any serious consideration. And that's for another show, but I've just always been intrigued as to why, considering his win-loss record and considering his consistency, that he hasn't been considered for more jobs. Would you agree?
Yeah, Ian? I would agree. And back to the bowl thing about whether or not it's, you know, meaningful to Southern Miss or not, I think it's going to close the chapter on the Huff era. I think that's what the point of the bowl game is. And, you know, if they win it, great. That was a great chapter. And now we're going to open the Anderson era. Because Coach Anderson has talked, and I'm sure he'll talk about tomorrow if we ask him, you know, he's not looking, you know, sometimes bowl games, you try to get those younger players in to get some experience. He already said, like, no, he's not going to put anybody in who doesn't help us win the game. So it's a lot about the seniors, a lot about sending them right. So I think it's more about closing the book, not necessarily trying to get momentum. But closing the book on the Huff era and then opening the book, starting in January when that portal opens up to the Anderson era.
That's right. Now, we've heard nothing about anybody leaving to go to Memphis, right, players?
No, but you probably won't hear anything until after the bowl game.
After the bowl game, okay. But doesn't it say a lot about the group of kids that he did bring here that they're all going down there to play? You know, in today's world, half of them normally would just leave, but I think it says a lot about the character of that group that he brought in.
Yeah, and to that, there are a lot of seniors, so it's not like they can leave. But
you're right.
Saying, I'm with you 100%.
But bowl games too, though, are supposed to be about the players. And they get to go down there, and they are wined and dined, and in New Orleans, the swag and Bourbon Street and all those other. To me, that's why you kind of play the game is for the
supposed to be for fun. There was a time it was fun.
You ever been down to New Orleans?
Could be.
Do you even remember it when you were down there?
I remember about the first hour. Usually, every trip I go down there, I usually remember the first hour.
Then you wake up the next morning, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. It's low pressure systems must go through every next morning because I just don't feel well. And I tend to tie that to low pressure systems.
I'm sure going to miss both of y'all all next
and, you know,
week, let me tell you.
And, you know, we've had El-Fed on this show, Bob, Larry Fedora. I got to tell you, I salute Larry Fedora because as much as maligned as that Hawaii Bowl was, to
he
this day.
He sticks to it, buddy. He don't back off of that.
He doesn't.
Again.
He says, I've made the right decision then, and I will defend it forever.
Yeah.
And, hey.
So the option was the Hawaii Bowl or playing Penn State
In Dallas.
In the Cotton Bowl, right?
Yeah, it would have been. Well, I don't know that it was the Cotton Bowl. It was in that stadium. But, an opportunity to play Penn State. After demolishing Houston, and it was exciting to think about going there. Well, we don't need to rehash all that, do we?
I was at that Houston game. That was one of the best games I've ever seen in my life.
Instead, they played on New Year, I think on Christmas Eve.
It was Eve, Christmas Eve, yeah.
I remember watching
against Nevada.
Correct.
Yeah, I remember
and
watching
Colin
it too.
Kaepernick, I believe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Before he went bonkers crazy. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Great place for a little last-minute Christmas shopping. Go down and get a gift card, maybe from the pro shop or a gift card for upcoming training or classes that they may have. DBAT on Hardy Street, proud to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. As we are MCS Home Center, and we certainly mean that with great sincerity, home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, available at MCS Home Center. Great Christmas gift ideas, too. My son collects knives, and I bought him a set of really beautiful case knives down there. So they have great Christmas gift ideas.
And right now, all their Christmas decorations are 50% off.
Well, there you go. All right, our next guest is not only a legendary basketball figure at Southern Miss, he's quite a great character, too. And in fact, Gerardo Hinton just told me, guys, that when he weighed 185 pounds, he was so much faster than Tracy Lampley that he had to run sideways, Dima, or he would take off. Have you ever heard of a guy with that kind of speed?
Oh, I know a guy who doesn't have that kind of speed, and that's the guy sitting next to me. But
well, and I just want to say the Richton Rambo weighed 185 pounds at birth. his birthday is June 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's how big a kid he was.
Now, I don't know if you remember this, Gerardo, but after the last time you were on the show, I was standing down on the basketball floor one night. You came up behind me, gave me this big bear hug, and picked me up off the ground. And just for a second, I thought, oh, my God, I have really made someone angry on the Eagle Hour. I was so relieved to see it was you, Gerardo.
Bob, as always, you know it is a pleasure seeing you, talking to you, and now Kelly. I will save it. I will save what I'm going to say to you until we are face to face. Okay.
Okay.
Crude is the word he was recently described as, Gerardo. Does that ring a bell with you? Crude is what one very, very sweet lady said.
Well, Bob, he called me the other day, and it wasn't a happy birthday call, but it was a happy national bleep, bleep, bleep day call. Okay?
Crap. There's some tea getting spilled on the Eagle.
I'll share it with him, Rambo, when we go into commercial break.
But, yeah, that's when the mics are off.
Hey,
yeah.
Want to talk a little bit of basketball. It looks like we really weren't sure what we had with this Jay Ladner team, but from what we've seen of them so far, and more importantly, what we haven't seen from other Sun Belt teams, Rado, I think this team's going to be able to compete.
Well, Kelly, one thing that I have noticed from this team, and before I say what I'm going to say about this team, I would like to extend my condolences to Jay and his family. You know, he lost his dad last week. And I haven't had a chance to speak with him yet. I've sent him a couple of texts, and I know he'll get back with me, but I just want to start out with that.
Yeah, amen.
As far as the team goes, I've watched them a few games, and they compete.
Yeah.
They compete hard. And if you take away the Miami loss, which, I mean, you know, they beat us pretty bad, and the Grambling loss, I think what all the other loss was like four points against, what, South Carolina at South Carolina.
Right.
And Ole Miss on the coast.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I really, really like the Tavares kid.
Yeah. Isaac Tavares, yeah.
Yes. And also Weeks.
Yeah. Tyleek Weeks.
But I think we're gonna surprise some people in conference play this year.
Well, the good news is you get a pretty easy first game in conference. Louisiana coming in tomorrow night. Of course, they're 1-10, I believe. So that's going to be nice to get a kind of a, you know, good conference. What's the word I'm looking for?
A good jump start on conference play.
I just totally lost my train of thought there. But, yeah, but then you welcome in Arkansas State on Saturday, and they've been one of the better teams in the league. So I'm really interested to see how this basketball team fights with the league. But I wanted to ask you, Gerard, was something about with non-conference play, at least in the college basketball world we live in now, well, non-conference play just really is trying to get you set up for conference play, right? Would you say that?
Yes, I would, but it also depends on who you're playing to. In fact, I just got off the phone with Casey Fisher about an hour and a half ago, and we were talking about our non-conference schedule would have been his senior year, which was 88. The first road trip was we went to Clemson, And Clemson had Eldon Campbell, Dale Davis, Grayson Marshall, and we beat them in Clemson. We left Clemson and went to Manhattan, Kansas to play Kansas State, who had Mitch Richmond at the time. And we also beat them there. And our last game of the road trip was North Texas State, and we beat them in Denton. But, yes, it gets you ready for conference play because you know who you're going to face in the conference, and you know what they have. Denny Crum used to play a very, very, very tough non-conference schedule because he knew that he had tough teams in the Metro Conference, and he also was going to face some good teams and possibly those same teams that he played in the non-conference schedule in the NC2A tournament.
And Denny Crum, of course, the longtime coach at Louisville. But Rotto, here's my question now. If you're an athletic director, all college basketball teams seem to be shuffling players in and out every year because of the transfer portal. So that being what it is, how can you possibly judge a basketball coach and the job they're doing when the team is brand new every year?
Kelly, I am so glad that I'm a mover and not Jeremy McClain. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that would be a tough job. I mean, because you might have a good team this year, and then your top three, top four guys may decide to just leave, you know?
Right.
And now you got to struggle and try to find someone in the portal to replace them, and you're not going to always replace the talent that you lost.
Right.
And I mean it can hurt you and it can help you. I guess it all depends on the NIL now.
Back on the team that you played on, you know, the most iconic Southern Miss basketball team ever, I guess it's fair to say, had the transfer portal been in place back then, and had the world that exists now existed then, how many of those NIT players do you think would have taken the money and left?
Uh-oh.
You know, Casey and I discussed this too. And Bob, I know a lot of people probably won't believe me when I say this, but I honestly don't think anyone would have taken the money. I think we were here because of our love for the university.
Yeah.
You know, most of us were from, you know, Richland, Waynesboro, Meridian, Collins. Casey was, you know, from the Utica, which is close to Jackson, you know. And Darren Chancellor, DC came later, but, you know, he's from Jackson. So we had mostly homegrown guys at that time. So I think we were there for the love of Southern Miss. And you think about it. You don't see the John Whites, Casey Fishers, Randolph Keys, Derek Hamilton's. You don't see guys coming in like they did. All four of those guys came in as freshmen, and they all left after 4 years. And every one of those guys scored over 1,000 points. Yeah. You won't see that no more.
No.
I mean, it's no. Those guys are going to come in and, you know, it's whoever offers them the most money, that's where they're going to end up.
And that's unfortunate.
Although I don't think we have to worry about Derek Hamilton and money because his son is Kyle Hamilton.
His son is doing really well in the National Football League, isn't he?
Yeah, Kyle signed a 4-year deal for $100 million with 82 guaranteed. And wow. That's a lot of NIL, buddy. Yeah.
But he's a smooth athlete, man. He is kid's fun to watch play football.
That kind
and
of money,
Bob, you know, he could have done the same in basketball.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
That kind of money, you could get two houses in Richton.
You could, yeah. Hey, Gerardo, thank you very much, man. You going to be at the game tomorrow night?
I will not. I'm going to be leaving in the morning, heading to Wake Forest, North Carolina. I will make sure that I'll be there for the next home game.
Well, my friend, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and it's always a great pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure being on with you guys.
Gerardo Hinton, everybody. I think really one of the great guys that ever played any sport here.
Never heard of a layup, though.
Oh, my God. He's got such a big, great personality. Yeah. Gerardo Hinton. We'll be back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank our good friend Gerardo Hinton, a.k.a. Rambo, one of the great personalities of any former Southern Miss athlete. It'd be hard-pressed to find somebody with a bigger personality, Kelly, than him.
Yeah, I think since he's a little bit upset with me, that's going to be that'll take care of my beer at 4th Street the next time. I won't be able to.
Correct. Right. Speaking of 4th Street, they sponsored this segment of our program, and we're grateful to them for that. They encourage you to stop by and take a break from Christmas shopping, get you a good sandwich maybe Saturday afternoon at 4th Street Bar and Grill, and catch some football. It'll be all over all of the TVs. Want to thank our friends too at Mobe Beignet Company there this morning, actually, on some business, and appreciate Morgan and her husband and all that Mobe Beignet does for the community and our show. And, of course, our friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg. Don't forget about the podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Dima Mixon, news and notes.
Yeah, well, we're going to mention the women's basketball standings for the women's games that are coming up this weekend. Both basketball games are doubleheaders for the men and the women. So the women are going to get South Alabama tomorrow night, and South Alabama, as of now, 7-3 in conference. So should be, or not in conference, but overall. And they've won five of their seven games at home. So a lot of teams went on the at home. Southern Miss also 6-0 at home, and Southern Miss 7-4. So they've only won one away game. The Golden Eagles have, but it'll be interesting. I think these next few days we'll know a lot about these men's and women's teams. So South Alabama on Thursday, on Saturday, Louisiana Monroe coming into town, which they've been terrible, like awful. They're 0-9 in women's basketball. So you know, I think Southern Miss will be able to.
You mean Louisiana?
Louisiana, yeah.
You said Louisiana Monroe.
Oh, I just my fault. I think you said Monroe in the break. But yeah, so then of course we've already mentioned the men's basketball games again. But just for the standings purposes and who they're going to play, we've already mentioned Louisiana 1-10. They'll be on Thursday night, and then Saturday Arkansas State 7-4. So a little bit better, but still the whole league isn't really that good. The best team in the league right now, South Alabama 8-3. So you know, there's a lot of openness in the Sun Belt this season.
And actually, I think because of the way that the teams are, with Louisiana being as poor as they have started out and Arkansas State starting out pretty well, I think you're going to get both ends of the spectrum here as to where are the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, in between those, the bottom and the top. And I think you're going to see that they're going to be pretty doggone competitive.
Of course,
you better be at home anyway. You better be tough at home.
Yeah, you gotta win most of your games at home in conference and try to steal one or two on the road. As for the NFL, though, I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on this. The Saints keep going down on the draft board. They're now all the way down to 8. They started at number 3 because they keep winning. And now that the fighting Bengals are about to pass the Saints as the one of the worst teams in the league.
Well, you're giving the Bengals credit by calling them the fighting Bengals. But, you know, we talked about in the prior break about how much money Kyle Hamilton is making, Derek Hamilton's son,
unbelievable,
with the Ravens, and Joe Burrow continues to get banged up with that terrible offensive line. Statistically,
here we go. You got him started.
Statistically, the best offensive line he's ever had was 22nd in the NFL.
Get him all cranked up.
No, where I'm going with this is...
How about
is,
shoveling snow? Did you see that where the fans have to shovel snow?
That goes to the how bad the organization is. And that's where the point that I was going to make is that Joe Burrow has hinted at retiring at the end of the year. And people go, well, he's only 29 on the cusp of being 30. Why would you retire at 29? Well, when you have $250 million,
right. That might be
reason.
That might be a reason.
and you don't have to, and if the Bengals are not going to trade
keep your body intact.
Correct.
So you don't suffer the rest of your life.
Correct. And you see all these guys.
You know, if you really wanted to force him out, you could threaten to trade him to the Commodores. He'd leave in a heartbeat.
The Commanders, Bob.
Oh, Commanders. Sorry, I keep mixed up.
But
they suck, by the way.
The Giants the Giants are worse, in my opinion.
So I'm just saying, it wouldn't, because we were talking about why not if you're Kyle Hamilton, just play for 4 years and then quit.
No, yeah. No, you're right. I'll ask you kind of a dumb question about the Saints. Would you not, in a way, be better off to
tank
losing?
Just not win the rest of your games and get a good draft pick.
I guess. I don't know.
It's kind of a catch 22.
Normally they pick some doofus in the first round anyway.
A guard.
They might pick the punter. You know, who knows? Yeah. The best punter available. They never go after a wide receiver. They did get a Olave a couple years ago.
But to answer your question, Bob, the reason a lot of teams don't do that is you hear from the players themselves saying, no, I want to play. I love playing this game. This is what I do. Yeah. This is my identity. I don't want to sit on the bench even if I am being paid. I want to be out there.
Yeah. I don't think I see Kelly get fired up by more than the Bengals.
The Bengals.
Can you imagine going to an NFL game going, all right, honey, let's go to our seats, and looking and it's 8 feet of snow.
That's unbelievable, Kelly, that they expected their season ticket holders to do that.
And you want to know why the Patriots?
The NFL is going to find them too.
You want to know why the Patriots, you know, only had a couple of down years and now they're
organization.
Good. It's all about the organization.
The Rams are a good example of that. And Sean McVay.
The Seahawks.
That's also a really cool stadium. I really like that Rams stadium.
That's a gorgeous football.
The Brown family needs to sell the Bengals if they really care about the city of Cincinnati.
All right, Blake Anderson on the Eagle Hour tomorrow. He'll be on our 1:30 segment. We look forward to meeting Coach. And introducing him to the Eagle Hour listening audience. So we look forward to that. And thank you for coming on, Coach. We appreciate Jack Duggan for helping us get that set up. All right. On the road Friday in the studio tomorrow with Blake Anderson. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.